We are gearing up for our Sport Relief Challenge. If you've not heard what it is, it's ridiculous. 127.5 miles on a swan-shaped pedalo called Grace, Me and Popey, pedalling from Liverpool back to Leeds on the canal. We're going to try and do it in 10 days, starting on the 14th of March. We start out at Liverpool's Albert Dock, and the plan is to try and arrive back in Granary Wharf in Leeds 10 days later. It might be 10 months, depends how long it takes us.
So who better to give advice on this feat of endurance other than Blue Peter's Helen Skelton? Now, she recently spent over a month in Antarctica trekking, cycling and kite skiing for Sport Relief. But the real challenge for her was the last 500 miles spent on her own for 18 days.
Now, despite wearing what she describes as a Darth Vader-style mask throughout, she told us the force wasn't always with her.
It's painful. Straight away, as soon as you stop moving, your hands and your feet just hurt.
Chapped lips, presumably, frostbite. What sort of injuries did you sustain?
My feet were blistered from day one. My foot looks bizarre. The skin on the bottom of my right foot is just flapping away because it's all peeling off.
Yeah.
It's not a track. I mean, they're trotters. They're not feet at the minute. My stomach just couldn't get to grips with the dehydrated food. It was like ration packs. I had a few stomach issues, which isn't pleasant in that kind of environment. No bathrooms, you know what I mean?
Nice image, Helen. Yeah.
Thanks. I'm a lady, what can I say? and then my face, I had like frostpox on my face, which is just like little white bumps on your face, and apparently they can scar, but I was lucky, I slept with a heat pad stuck to my face and they've gone. So yeah, a few little issues, but nothing too serious, nothing that's going to stick with me.
Were you aware of these things before you set out though, or were there just some things you had no idea were going to happen to you?
I was so naive before I set off. I did not know that what I was letting myself in for, but I think that's a good thing. Sometimes you can talk yourself out of doing things and you can work yourself up into a stew, and you know what, if you just get your head down and get on with it, you know a lot more is possible. If I'd known what I was letting myself in for, I might not have done it, but I didn't, and it was, you know, the best adventure I've ever had.
Ignorance is blister, by the
exactly.
sounds of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The challenge we're doing, fair enough, it's not going to be quite as cold on the Leeds-Liverpool Canal, I wouldn't imagine, but inevitably there's going to be some tricky times. So what was it that kept you motivated?
Because I think you have to remember that you have highs and lows. So when you have a low moment, think, do you know what, there's going to be a high after this. And don't overthink it. Just break it down. Like I used to break each day down into 2 hours, and believe in yourself. You know, once you start to entertain the idea you're not going to do it and it's difficult and all that, then you talk yourself out of it. So you have to just be really strict with your brain. And also, I've met so many people through Sport Relief that you have to get some perspective. And am I sleeping outside by the side of a dual carriageway on the streets of Uganda without a home ever?